Welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we have, as promised, live music from our Buck studio today. A good dose of it from a fabulous flutist, and I guess I should give the backstory here. But first, will our mystery guest please introduce herself?
My name is Ivana Ugrčić.
Okay. And so whenever you hear that name, she's likely to be the one saying it. It's hard for me to get the handle just right, but... how long has it been? Several months ago, I was rushing out of one concert, and Stephanie Jett, the prominent flutist hereabout, kind of grabbed me by the elbow and said, "You got to hear this." And I said, "Oh, I'm really in kind of a hurry to get, you know, somewhere else." And she said, "You got to hear this." So she pulled me into a recital hall where a dazzling young student of hers was performing, and it was a while before I got out of there, I must say. It was wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. So I'm glad we finally get to meet.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, I didn't know this story.
Oh, you didn't hear that story, huh? No, it was all spur of the moment, and that experience inspired me to draft you to come in here and perform during the midday.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
So you are finishing a doctorate in music at the UW-Madison?
Yes, hopefully I will be graduating in May, next May 2017, and I'm currently working on my dissertation. So, yeah, I'm at the end.
And what's your dissertation? You're at the end if you're working on your dissertation?
No, at the end of my doctoral program. No, uh-huh. Those 2 years, because 2 years, first 2 years are really long.
What does a flutist do for a dissertation?
Well, I decided to do a recording project. So I will record 1 hour of fabulous contemporary composer Doina Rotaru from Romania. I will write, there will be a written part of the dissertation, and I will most likely record a DVD in a form of an interview with her. So I will traveling to Bucharest, and record a DVD.
And how did you discover this composer, Rotaru?
Well, I heard, while I was doing my master's degree in Paris, I heard about her, and then I kind of forgot about that. And last year, I did some research, and I wanted to do research on composers, Japanese composers that were inspired by shakuhachi. And while doing that research, I came across one of her pieces that she wrote for bass flute and shakuhachi. And yeah, that was a sign. And then I went to her website, I contacted her, and she wrote like 30 pieces for flute. And I realized that no one in US knows about her.
That's true.
Yeah, so, and she's very famous in Europe, especially in France.
Now, you mentioned the bass flute, and that implies that you have a whole range of flutes that you play?
Yes, I play all of them. I don't have all of them. I have only flute and piccolo.
But... Well, that's okay for a later occasion. But what all is the spectrum of your flute collection?
Well, I have flute and piccolo, but... Hopefully in a year period, I will be able to buy alto flute and bass flute as well. So.
Okay, well, you want to have that whole spectrum of flute sounds.
Yes.
Well, and we'll be hearing a couple of pieces during this hour of that composer, Rotaru. Right. But also a couple of other composers are represented, and we'll be starting, however, with a piece called Elegy by the Romanian composer. Oh, and I should introduce your pianist at this point. She is Satako Hayami. And so what about this elegy is attractive to you?
Well, this is, so I believe this is US premiere of this piece, and this piece had never been recorded. So I will work on the recording early December this year, and I'm very excited about that. Doina Rotaru is very symbolic composer, and she's very inspired by Byzantine singing and like old church singing. Ooh. And folk tunes, and that's exactly what we're gonna hear here. It's like a song lament song for the dead. So you're gonna hear flute represents like a woman's voice singing and crying for lost love.
Okay, here it is, Elegy by Doina Rotaru.
Thank you.
Elegy by the Romanian composer Doina Rotaru, and pianist doing some work there too, Stako Hayami, but the flutist. And it seems to be a good tradition of Romanian flute music, even panpipe music.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, flute, especially in Balkan, is really, really present as traditional instrument. And I think that's why I actually related to her and her music, because it's from my part of the world, Eastern Europe, and that's something I simply feel.
So, Eva, speaking of your part of Europe, Serbia, you grew up there, and what was it like growing up in Serbia? There were definitely some unsettled times there.
Correct. Until I was like 7 or 8, everything was great. We were in big ex-Yugoslavia. It was wonderful time. Actually, that's the way I remember it. But then war started, and it was tough. It was really tough. I know my parents didn't want to talk to me a lot about that, but I could notice that. I remember that people were waiting in lines in front of shops trying to buy bread or milk or oil, like simple, basic food. So it was rough.
But yes.
No.
But you were there all along through all of this, playing the flute.
Right, correct. I started actually when I was 13. I don't know if you know a story, but I was dancing a ballet at the time, and we had a class at the music school at the concert hall, and I remember I was taking off my ballet shoes, and a young man came in and started playing flute. That was a professor at the time of flute studio, and I completely fell in love with flute and with him a bit.
Sometimes the two go together.
Yes. He was, if I remember well, maybe 25 or 6 at the time, and I was 10 years old, 10, 11. So
wouldn't be the first time.
And then I came home and I told my dad I want to play flute. And he was, do you know what flute is? Because I don't have musicians in my family. And I'm the only and the first professional musician. So, and then I was waiting for about 3 years because there was no flute opening. There was no spot in a flute studio at the time. And then I started really late. Yeah, I was 13.
This would be where, in Belgrade? Or
that where? Was in Pančevo. I was born and raised in Pančevo, which is a town 10 minutes from Belgrade. Uh-huh. And then I started my undergrad in Belgrade, and I finished there. I did my 4 years of undergrad, and then I went to Paris. And then that's the moment, actually, in 23, when I went to Paris, I decided that I'm going to be a professional flutist. That's the moment when I just started playing flute.
Well, that'd be a good place for it. But there is at least I've heard tell that there is kind of a French flute sound. Is that still true?
Yes, it is. I mean, nowadays, there is a mix, really. But you can still hear like French and then German school. And I remember actually growing up, my first professor was from French school, and I was like, yeah, I need to go to Paris and study with major professors there. And that's what happened. And then I told myself that I would like to go to Germany, and I went to Germany, and my last stop was US, and I came here. So my dreams actually came true.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, this will take us just pretty close to 12:30 or so. And it's going to be quite the ride, because this is one of those pieces that I heard you perform in that recital that you gave a few months ago. And you have probably never heard, I'm sure you've never heard, the Toccata and Fugue in D minor of Bach played on a solo flute. So this is all up to you.
On a single pipe.
Unlike
organ.
That's right, just one pipe and not a whole bunch. And this is an arrangement, of course, and it is no pushover.
It is very, very technically challenging piece, and it's very long. It's like 11 minutes long. There's no break, and everything you hear on organ, I'm gonna try to produce on flute. So, yeah, it's really challenging, but it's amazing piece, and I think this piece pushed my boundaries. in a way, as a performer. Yes.
I would think so. All right. So this is an arrangement by Sciarrino.
Sciarrino.
Right. Sciarrino of the Toccata and Fugue in D minor. And our flutist for the occasion is Eva
Ugrčić.
Thank you.
Take a well-deserved breath. Well, that was fantastic.
Yes.
That was quite the tour de force. Toccata and Fugue in D minor is Bach, as arranged by Sciarrino, played by Iva.
Ugrštić.
And we have a partnership going here.
Yeah.
And it's not as if this arranger, Sciarrino, lets up on you at all, because, I mean, you know, after you're blowing a lot of notes, you still have to get the dynamics and be able to blow and sustain a soft note.
Right.
And then something that I can only describe as a cadenza at the end there, where everything goes crazy.
Right.
So it's not like he lets up on you as you get toward the end of this piece.
No, well, it's at the title there is like elaboration for the flute, so I know the way it's played on organ. It's really strict, especially toccata. It just goes. But I decided to take my time and actually to play this music on the flute the way like a regular flute piece will be written, and that's I know maybe some people will be offended by that, but
I doubt it. Well, catch your breath some more there, because you have more playing to do, and we have this quiz question to get to, too, and we'll get to it right after this here on WPR. Yesterday's quiz question was, not long ago, members of the family finally got around to watching this film at Hearst Castle. What film is that? Of course, it had to be Citizen Kane, all about in a very loose way, William Randolph Hearst and his career. That was yesterday's question. Here is today's. An avian comedian in a Dickens novel was apparently the inspiration for what serious American counterpart? Here it is again. An avian comedian in a Dickens novel was apparently the inspiration for what serious American counterpart? You have about 22 minutes to answer that question. If you get it right, you might win this prize here. Email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Linnea, and we'll see who wins the prize from among all correct respondents. Now we have another work by the Romanian composer that Eva has I'll say discovered in the sense of Americans anyway. And you have a different instrument.
Right. This is going to be a piece on a solo piccolo.
And it's called Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, right. So, I mean, I will just say that Doina, using like different contemporary techniques, really, you can really hear and like see the images in your head of a dragonfly running around and flying. So if you close your eyes, you will have the full story.
Theater of the mind.
Thank you.
Well, you could hear the wings, couldn't you? In particular, Dragonfly, the name of that piece by the Romanian composer Doina Rotaru, a work for solo piccolo. And we'll have one more from my guest today, flutist Eva
Ugrčić.
Ugrčić. I'm getting there. Did I get there? It was pretty close. After this, and then, of course, I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question, too, right here on WPR. Our quiz question for today, an avian comedian in a Dickens novel was apparently the inspiration for what serious American counterpart? Identify that American counterpart in the next 12 minutes or so, 13 minutes, and you might win this prize. Email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Linnea. And now we have one more work. This time it's going to bring back the flute and the pianos, the work of the composer Jolivet, who's probably known primarily for flute works, or certainly well known for them.
Yes, yes. This is one of his most famous works. I mean, he wrote also concerto, but this is actually my favorite work. So,
we're honored.
Yes.
the title means?
The Song of Linos. Linos, it's derived from Greek mythology. And there's actually a story that goes behind this piece. It's that Linos was giving lessons to Heracles and Orpheus. Heracles and Orpheus lessons. And Heracles ended up killing Linos because Heracles didn't play well and Linos was not happy. So he killed him with lyre. So those are basically songs for the dead again.
All right. Well, we'll bring it back to life after that. But there'll be plenty of life in the piece anyway.
And you can hear a lot of lamenting and like dances, really ritual dances. At the time when Jolivet wrote this, he was fascinated by rituals and magic. So you can hear dances and then you can hear crying and cries and screams, right.
All right. It's going to be a short story in the form of a piece for flute. It's called Chant de Linos. Thank you. Well, that was quite the climax for the hour of as if you hadn't already played quite a bit there. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So splendidly, Iva Ugrčić.
Ugrčić, yeah, good.
better. I'll have it down better by the next time you show up. A great pleasure hearing you again and sharing your music and your pianist for the occasion, Satoko Hayami. Thank you also. Now to the results of our 12:30 quiz question. Question today, an avian comedian in a Dickens novel was apparently the inspiration for what serious American counterpart? What serious American counterpart could it be, Linnea?
Edgar Allan Poe's Raven.
The Raven, that's right. Apparently it was the character, the Raven Grip, in Barnaby Rudge, that he had a lot of comic turns in this historical novel of Dickens. But there are some phrases in that novel that, let's say, foreshadow the Raven, the poetry of Edgar Allan Poe. So the answer was the Raven in Poe's poem, The Raven. And who's our winner?
Praveen J. from Madison.
Okay, Praveen J. from Madison. Do we have an address?
Yes.
All right, we have an address, so we're going to send you this prize. It's a book. It's called A Very English Scandal, Sex, Lies, and a Murder Plot at the Heart of the Establishment by John Preston. And thanks to all who have made this hour possible, to Peter Bryant, to our own Linnea Rock, and also to our tireless engineer, Tom Blaine. Next up, the news, after which, more music with Laurie here on WPR.